because after long time you are meeting me. So if any question, you can ask. And then I will begin my classes. No question.
Srila Gurudev, what is our sadhana and sadhya?
I will speak about it. Why we had come here? When I'm traveling whole world, not one time but several times in this old age. What is the aim and object that I have come? Have I come for money? Any position? Why I came? And why they all invite you? About this you should speak something. 10 minutes to 12, 15 minutes.
Another mic?
Yes.
Omajanatmanandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshuni Tamjana Tasya Sri Guru Uvapam kroti vachalam pangam nama kirti kiram yakripatam maham vande shi guru jitatam nama jaya jaya taram jaya pipamaya janvaiti paino shi upasanata nashaya janvaiti paino shi ravnakas nashaya janvaiti paino shi chavita shaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Purvanitananda Shri Advaita Gandhaya Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, so I am bereft of any ability to speak, but on the order of Srila Gurudev, and by the mercy of my Diksha Guru, Nityananda Parishnupad, Paramahansa Prabhupada Chaya, Ashtotara Sutta Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and by the mercy, causeless mercy of my Shiksha Guru and Sannyas Guru, Jaya Vishnupad, Paramahansa Prabhupada Chaya, Ashtotara Sutta Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Naya Goswami Maharaj, taking shelter of their lotus feet and begging for their mercy to inspire me from within, to repeat what I've heard from their lotus mouths, then I will begin. So, Gurudev is tirelessly traveling the world, so why has he come here? Mahater Kripabina Kona Karma Bhakti Naya Krishna Bhakti Dura Rahu Shamsara Naya Shaya. So, when I was in the Philippines, there was one saying on the board in the temple there, and it's applicable to our society and world now because there's so much confusion and war in different places in the world, and a situation of non-peace so many places. So this said, no peace, or excuse me, no God, N-O God, N-O peace. And then below that it said, K-N-O-W, God, K-N-O-W, peace. Because we're bereft of God, we have no peace within ourselves. How can a society with full of people with non-peacefulness within their own selves, their mind, their families, how can that society have peace in that society and in the world of societies? So this comes about, knowing God comes about through the process of bhakti. Krishna explains to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, only by bhakti am I to be understood. So this is the purpose of the transcendental souls who traverse this world, is only to give this bhakti, which is they possess in their hearts, to others. Out of extreme compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, they bestow their association, and this will infect others with this bhakti if we are receptive. So this association is very rare. Bhaktishtu bhagavat bhakta sangha parijayate satsanga sthapite kumbhir shukritai purva sanchitai. Bhakti is obtainable only by the association of devotees, high caliber Mahabharata devotees. And that Sukriti, which gives us that association, is only available after millions and millions of births in this material world, of performing pious activities. Sukriti. So I feel very fortunate to be amongst all of you who have this pious credit obtained through so many different lifetimes. And now we have the opportunity to go forward in our bhakti, taking very seriously what is upon us and our situation. My Srila Prabhupada was once asked by one of my godbrothers, Srila Prabhupada, how can we make the most rapid advancement? Srila Prabhupada replied, consider every moment your last. How many of us are conducting our lives thinking, today's going to be my last day here, so I'm going to get serious? We're not going to chant our rounds in the same manner that we're actually thinking we're going to be. We'll definitely not honor the Lord's prasadam in a whimsical way just to satisfy our tongue and bellies. Our studying will be intense. So this is how we can make advancement. And this is the message of the Mahabhagavatas. Mahatir Kripa Kona Bina Karma Bhakti Nai. So bhakti is not possible without the association of such Mahabhagavatas in our life. But to speak of bhakti, not even release samsara, Krishna bhakti, duraraho, samsara naishai, even relief from the miseries of this material world which are afflicting us. So, in such association, we learn the science of bhakti. And Srila Gurudev is so mercilessly traveling at an advanced age I've been traveling with him now. This is going to be my fifth year tour. And many of my other godbrothers and associates who travel with Srila Gurudev, it's very tedious and tiresome for the body, and so much traveling. And Srila Gurudev is undergoing this. The great souls are undergoing so much difficulty just out of their love and compassion for us, trying to give us the highest gift. So such a valuable gift are they possessing, and they're trying to distribute it causelessly to all conditioned souls in this world.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Yes. Something. Or someone. Madam Maharaj will speak.
No.
Why you stopped?
You stopped me. I was thinking of one verse, I was going to continue.
I thought that you had finished.
पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances the lotus feet of my Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad Parivrajak Acharya Varja Stotra Sadasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Vamana Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad Parivrajak Acharya Varja Stotra Sadasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Sri Narayana Goswami Maharaj. After that, I pay my obeisances lotus feet of all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, according to their gradation, who assembled here to listen some Harikatha. Srila Gurudev raised one question. Now Gurudev is in old age, about 83. So Guru is asking, why I am traveling all over the world? Is for money? Is for name? Or for fame? What is the cause of traveling all over the world? So, if we discuss all these things in deep, then you can understand what is the purpose of Gurudev world tour. If we discuss through Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, it's mentioned there, Mahanta Sabhavei Tarite Pamar Nijakarja Nahitabhu Jantar Ghar Mahadvi Chalanam Nirang Rihnang Dina Chetasam Nishesaya Visaya Nannatha Kalpate Kachit. Mahadvi Chalanam Nirang, which we utter first the Bengali prayer, the meaning of this slope, Mahadvi Chalanam Nirang. Once, so Yudhishthira Maharaj asked to Narada Rishi. Then Narada Rishi replied this question. The Mahadvi Chalanam Nirang. Why? Vidur replied this thing. Why the simply person traveling all over the world? They have no work. They have nothing to gain from this world. They are always engaged themselves in the service of Supreme Personality Godhead. They have nothing to take from this world, nothing to gain. They came in this world to donate something. If world will take from them, then all will be gainer. Once, Gurudev went to England in Leicester. Then mayor of Leicester came in Gurudev's class and he speaks something and he asks others some donation. Then Gurudev told to Brajanathu, give him £10. Then Brajanathu gave him. Then Gurudev told, you may think that India is a poor country, that ministers used to come with bag to beg something. I never come from poor India. I came from prosperous India. Its culture is so high. All cultures of all over the world, you unite in one side, and India culture, still India culture is so high than combined the other cultures of the world. So I came to give something. So Mahanta Sabhavei Tarite Pamar. Why they came? To deliver us from this world. Why? We forgot that we are eternal servant of Supreme God. We think, oh, I'm a student, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a businessman. This is our identification. But we never think that I am servant of Supreme Personality Godhead. What we are doing for body and bodily conception, we decorate ourselves nicely with nice cloth. Why? To protect our body. So which we are doing for body? We are eating for to maintain our body. So if you have soul inside you, then your relatives and friends will love you. If soul will go away, then no relative, no friends will love you. They will take you to cremation ground. They will love anymore. So what we are doing for our soul? We are doing nothing. So we have to do something. So Gurudev and other assembly persons is coming to remind this. Once, we have heard from Srila Gurudev and from Srimad Bhagavatam, once the elder brother of Hiranyakasipu, means Prahlad Maharaj's uncle, expired by Varaha Bhagavan, the born incarnation of God. Hiranyakasipu was consoling all of them. There is no one to console each other. They are weeping bitterly. Then Yam Maharaj, one of 12th Mahajan, came down in this earth and asked, oh, queen, why you are weeping? Oh, prince, why you are weeping? No one is there to reply him. Then one old person told, oh, my dear boy, you could not understand this fact. Please go and play. That boy told, I think, which I can understand. They could not understand, so I want to know. Then the old person told, king had gone. Oh my God, king had gone? So when will come back? Like Chiranjeev Prabhu had gone from Mahayu to here in Big Island. If they asked him there, they told he had gone where Big Island to Honolulu. When he'll come back? After 1 week, after few days. See, king had gone, so when he'll come back? Then they replied, where he had gone, you'll never come back. He has expired. Oh, where he had gone, he'll not come back. So who are you lamenting? Why are you weeping so bitterly? He's sleeping here. To whom he feed, to whom he address dad, is he here? To whom you address your husband, he's sleeping here, lying down here. Why are you talking with him? Oh, his soul has gone. Oh, soul has gone? Have you seen the soul? How tall he was? And what is his complexion? What he used to eat? We don't know. We never seen him. To whom you never seen? You don't know how tall he was. What is his complexion? What was his foodstuff? If you don't know, why are you weeping or lamenting so much? By this way, Yam Maharaj told them some Atma Tattva. So Gurudev also come in this world to remind us that we are not this body and we have not to engage in bodily conception. We are eternal soul. We are eternal servant of Supreme God. So if you know this and knowingly taking shelter of a bona fide Gurudev and do some bhajan, then you will be liberated from this world and attain Golok Vrindavan and render some service of divine couple. To give this jewel, Gurudev is traveling all over the world and reminded us we are not body and bodily conception. Prior to Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, traveled this world. Have anyone of you invited him?
Invited him.
Have you invited him? No one. Being causeless, merciful, he came in this world, toured in this Western countries. Similarly, Gurudev also touring nowadays, being causeless, merciful. Why? Tripaya vidravan deha. Seeing the misery of conditioned soul, their heart became melt. Oh, they are suffering so much. How I am serving my worshipful deity? If they will serve, then their life will be successful. How to serve? In what method? What is the practice and what is the goal? Will they want to came to tell us? What is our goal? To get perfection in the service of divine couple. We have to serve divine couple under guidance of Vaishnavas and Gurudev. Then we can attain our goal in the Golok Vaikuntha and serve in divine couple. This is our ultimate goal. So for this, we have to take initiation from a bona fide Gurudev and have to practice being in good association. If Gurudev is not supposed to come here, if we will gather together here any time, in North Shore? Not possible. Gurudev came here, so you inspired by his name, so you combined here. So, wherever Gurudev traveling, inspired them all to be in Krishna consciousness. So Gurudev is coming and touring the whole world to inspire all others being in Krishna consciousness. After a few days, Gurudev will go to Bajar, California. All of our world will meet together. Why? To get something from Gurudev. They will not give Gurudev, Gurudev will give them. They are waiting for a year when Gurudev will come and we shall hear some Harikatha and we get inspiration to advance in Krishna consciousness. So for this reason, Gurudev is traveling all over the world to donate something to the world. If world will accept this, their life will be successful. Hare Krishna.
I wanted that you should speak like this. Or something you. Something. Try to hear very attentively.
Okay. Jnanativanandasya Gyananjana Salapaya Chakshuramilitam Yena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kalpadarubhyascha Vipassanubhyeh Vatya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my humble obeisances unto Gurudev, on Vishnu Parparams, the Pilakacharya, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Siddhanarayana Goswami Maharaj, unto our Rupa Nava Guru Varga, unto all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present. Living entity in this world, for many, many lifetimes, he has been trying to become happy. Krishna Buryase Jeev Anari Bahirmukh. He tries to be happy in so many different ways, looking in all corners, thinking, this will make me happy. So many invitations are there. Especially, yeah, we are always captivated by the beautiful forms and sounds of the opposite sex, yeah, of children, of the environment, of our tongue. Our eyes see so many beautiful things. By this way, the living entity is captivated. Why? Because he doesn't want to see inside himself. He doesn't want to see that his real fortune is within himself. The most beautiful person, Krishna, yeah, all attractive, he is there waiting for us. When will my beloved child, turn his face to watch me? No. We are absorbed, intoxicated, mad, after trying to become happy without Krishna. Very unfortunate situation. Yeah? And Maya, material energy, sees binding us more and more so that we become hopeless, frustrated, so much distressed that we all have experienced in this life. There is no hope for the living entity. So our great rishis and sages, they have arranged for some plan. Yeah. What is that plan? Nirdeham durlabham sudurlabham. Adhyam durlabham sudurlabham. Plavam sukalpam guru kandararam. This human form of life, especially, has the opportunity to give us a way out of this miserable situation. The hawks, dogs, cats, they enjoy much better than us. Yeah. We go through so many divorces, lawsuits, wars, anxieties, fears. The whole world is full of fear nowadays. When will the terrorists come and attack us? When will the next problem come? I have already so many problems. I don't know how to deal with it. And more is coming. Old age is coming. Death will come. If we think about these things, very sad situation. How to overcome this? So this human form of life, although very rare, it is at the same time automatically obtained after we travel through so many different species of life. 8,400,000 species of life are there. And the living entity travels through all these species, always forgetting Krishna, forgetting what is his real wealth, what is his real fortune. Then coming in the human form of life, he has that unique opportunity to realize what is his real fortune, but only if he takes advantage of the good advice which is given by God himself in the scriptures. The wise rishis, sages, have compiled so many good instructions for the benefit of the living entity. And we will see by carefully taking advantage of what is written in the scriptures. Sometimes we think, I don't know what to do. I've received initiation. I'm so weak. Yeah. Oh Gurudev, only if you come, you can save me. But we don't realize in the scriptures, all the good advices are there. If we make a good habit of regularly studying scripture, regularly, especially chanting Harinam, we will feel the presence of Guru and Vaishnavas within our life. And we will realize how fortunate we are. And we will run for any opportunity which comes to take advantage of Sadhu Sangha. Because all the scriptures, they direct towards this most valuable, this most rare and most important opportunity which we have when we can take advantage of Sadhu Sangha. Gurudev, he is the captain of this boat which is called the human form of life. If we take advantage of his instructions, you can try and follow the instructions which you will hear from the lotus lips of Gurudev. If you try to follow this, you will see that all your problems, very soon, they will be solved. And you'll be happy forever. Yeah. This is the message which Srila Gurudev has come to bring for all of us. And don't think that this is only meant for a specific small group of persons. It is meant for everyone. Unfortunately, not everyone has so much interest in this because they are too much entangled in this material existence. You can look around yourself. How much people are busy running up and down? For what? Yeah. They run up and down on four wheels, those of you who have cars. Yeah. Others, always in anxiety, what to do? Yeah. For what? Only to fill the stomach. Yeah. Drink, eat, and be merry. This is the philosophy of this material world. Even they say we are religious people. Even Mr. Bush, President of America, in God we trust. This war is a holy war. But what they want from God? What do they want? Please give me bread and butter. Yeah. Give me something. We see him on the television screen. One dog in his hand, one dog next to him. Going up in the airplane. Yeah. Who is serving who? Our Srila Prabhupada, he said, who is serving who? Yeah. The dog is serving the master, or the master is serving the dog? When the dog says, come, I want to go out for walking, then master has to come. When dog barks, then master thinks, I should feed the dog. So the president of America, what is he doing? Associating with two dogs. Yeah. What kind of quality of a leader do we have? Yeah. He is in the name of God, he's telling. We are fighting a just cause, yeah? The war against the terrorists. Yeah? But who is the biggest terrorist? Yeah? Mr. Bush. Yeah? Why? They themselves are always absorbed in trying to improve the material arrangements in this world. Yeah? Thinking, believing that money will make us happy. Material arrangements will make us happy. Soon we will find the cure. For what? For AIDS? They haven't found a cure. Now we have SARS. Yeah. Where is the cure? Everyone is frightened. You go to the airplane, if you cough one time, at once they want to lock you up. You may have SARS. Yeah. So much anxiety and fear is there. And still, they're claiming that we do everything for God. Yeah. But they don't see around themselves that this whole material world is simply a very unfortunate place. Unless we start to make a program to listen from real sadhus. If this would be the idea of the leaders of society to propagate sadhu sangha, then really this world would be a very favorable place for all living entities. But due to this, not so many people have the opportunity to come and listen. Only those, as Sripad Sadhya Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Sadhya Maharaj said, who are very fortunate, who have had received some good impressions. So Srila Gurudev coming, especially for this, to make our good fortune. We don't realize, but hearing and hearing again this very valuable message, we will become very much attached to again meet with sadhus, to take their instructions serious, and in this way make our life perfect and overcome all difficulties. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Govinda Govinda Gopala Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Bhaja Murani Manohar Nandanala
Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo. First of all, my heartly obeisances under the Lord's feet of my Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasi Shaman Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and to my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pas Ishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I think Sripad Sajjan Maharaj, Sriman Madhu Maharaj and Barinath Prabhu in a very decent way they have told something. And my purpose of coming and touring in this world. And that is that to remind all that you are not physical body. Especially each and everyone wants to be happy. No one wants to suffer. No one. Even donkeys, hawks, pigs, monkeys or anyone, they never want to suffer. They want happiness of their life. But instead of that, you will have to suffer. We are suffering. You know, we don't want to be old, but old is waiting very eagerly and running, coming and embracing. Those who are child, very, very soon, oh, this beautiful body will be old. And after some time, you cannot walk. All this will go, shrink. Thoughts will go away. And where will be your beauty? And after some time, you can take a stick and then walk, like trembling. And at last you will have to give up this body. So who is happy? Everyone is suffering. But we want happiness. What? Kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya, ji?
Other island.
Very good. Good to it. So, we want all happiness. But what the happiness is, we cannot imagine. We are thinking by sense gratifications and by our worldly desires, especially making so much money, we may be happy. But we cannot be happy. You know, Napoleon Bonaparte, or great Sikandar,
Alexander.
Oh, you know, the president of Russia, first,
Stalin,
and others, where they are now? So when Napoleon was drowned in the ocean,
poisoned,
and Lenin, he was given him. And his, from burial, his
hardy,
skeleton was taken out and it was beaten.
Saddam Hussein.
Where is Saddam Hussein? Oh, very rich person. Where is he now? So you should think all these things. How we can be happy? We are not worldly things or body. We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is one without second. Merciful, very merciful. In a moment he has created, oh, beautiful banyan trees, so green vegetables and so many things. You humans, everywhere. We should see his mercy. He has given us human form. He has given us all equipments that we want. But who is giving? Who is creating this world? How beautiful, how merciful is he? We cannot imagine. We don't give any importance of this. Though we are part and parcel of the same Supreme Lord. He is very attractive, so he is called Krishna. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Very merciful. And though he has invested his all wonderful powers in his name, that name are equal to him and they can give you liberation and give you happiness and everything you want. But we neglect. So I have come to remind you that you should remind him and pray him. Especially nowadays it is called Iron Age, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. What is the meaning of Kali? Always quarreling. Without any reason, with reason, without no reason. All quarreling themselves. We see everywhere. Father is quarreling with his son, son is quarreling with his mother, his wife and his or so many divorces are going on. Why? To be happy. But really we cannot be happy by all these things. Especially we collect so much money. But money cannot give you happiness. If you have love and affection to each other, especially to Supreme Lord, then easily all the good qualities come in you and you will feel very, very happy in this world. Otherwise, never. So this is Kali Yuga. Our age is very short, very short. And so many problems in life in Kali Yuga. It was not before like nowadays. So many problems and problems. I have heard that a lady was pregnant and she gave a child and in beginning it was seen that he was suffering from cancer. We see all these things. So, the Shastra, the epics, our Guru Varga, our Guru Parampara, and realized souls, they are telling that Sabai Punsam, Paro Dharmo, Jato Bhakti Yadokkhaji, Ahetuka Bhavita, Ja Bhakti Pushat. That if you want to be happy, you should do something. And what? To serve Supreme Lord. But we have not seen him, how we can serve? We have no connection with him, no relation. But how we can serve? Oh, we can serve. He has told, permitted and ordered that if you will take my name, chant my name, I will be served. So if we are doing so very easily in daytime, in night, without taking bath, after taking bath, or taking something, nothing taking, or even in walking, even in
driving,
without mala, or loudly, silently, or
in mind,
without mala, even with mala, he will hear if you are chanting. Very easy process. But one thing, don't eat meat, eggs,
intoxication, smoking
and all these things. Otherwise you will die. Your age will be short and very suffering. So try to give up all these things. Whether you are in house or you have left and you are beginning your renounce order. Anywhere you are, but chant. Even if you cannot chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, even you can chant in your language because Krishna is one. So very easy process to be happy, but we are not. I think that what you are collecting now by this body, you cannot take it with you at the time of death. Never. Then why you are doing so, collecting all these things? This is our fault. We think that if I will not work, I will not have a job, how can I maintain myself and my relatives? So I must do something. But you know that what we are doing? Are we collecting something for us? Nothing. There are so many examples. There was a bird on the tree, on its
nest.
nest. And he gave a
egg.
An egg. And by in the wind it was dropped. And it was
broken.
And a very small bird without eyes now, even not coming. And came. And she was shouting something.
And opening his mouth
and opening mouth and
closing.
Because she was angry. She wanted his mother. That mother will come and give me. But he was so hungry. At that time, anyone saw that? A very soft
grasshopper.
Insect. Flying. And came there and sat on the axe or liquid.
Yeah.
And thus liquid was everywhere in his
wings.
And then thus he was trying to
get rid.
But he became a round.
Entangled.
And he went in the mouth of
baby.
Who arranged? So you should have belief on Krishna. Those who have given you human form, this very beautiful form, intelligence and everything, he will support you. Even you are not doing anything for you. What you have done, your fruit
results.
Activities. By that you will have all these things, whole life. Nothing to worry. If anyone not doing, automatically we see that so much wealthy receives. He takes birth in a very high class of aristocratic and wealthy person. Why he came? And why one is coming in his in a very poor family? Why suffering so much? Why Bush came in the Bush family? Why not in poor? And why someone are in poor family? They cannot support themselves. Why? Due to
previous
activities. So don't do any bad activities in this world. And most high class of activity is that we should call Krishna. If you call Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
what will be? The result will be very good. Once there was this dacoit, you know?
Dacoit.
Though he was of very aristocratic family. Aristocratic family. But due to bad association, his life was changed and he became
dacoit.
And he began to cut so many and loot all these things, what they possessed. He was very cruel, very, very cruel. He has killed thousands of or lakhs of persons. Millions. He was very black and very tall. Once Narad came in that way where that person was. And then he told him, what are you doing? Nonsense. And he told that, why you came this side? Do you know that I am a very powerful hunter? I killed so many. What you have? Give me at once. Otherwise I will kill. And Narada told what? He was very powerful. Well, for your life. You cannot do like that. You cannot kill me. Stop there. And he was stopped. Was so powerful. Wanted to kill him. but he stopped by his power. And then he told that for what thing you are killing all and taking their all money, wealth. He told that to support my children. Oh, go and ask them where they will divide your the fruit of your bad activities or not. Oh. He went to his wife and told, he said, oh, I cannot take. You will have to
support me.
You will have to
suffer yourself.
You have married me and you are supporting me. So I will not take all these bad activities, fruit. Then his father, he went to his father, mother, everyone. Oh, then refused everything. Then he returned back and became very
hopeless.
Then Narada Rishi was so powerful that he at once took some water and
sprinkle on him,
throw out on him. And he saw, oh, to whom he has killed, all the animals, all the persons are coming and want to take revenge to kill him. Oh, there was a very big, endless line. Oh, there was an endless line to kill him. And then he was trembling. And Narada at once took another water. And he uttered some mantra. And then he came in
sense.
And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Narada. Save me. Oh, first you should
break
your
bow
and arrow. You should give up. Then how I will maintain? Oh, everything will come. You sit down and chant Ram, 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 Ram. But he was unable to chant this because the wicked persons, they cannot chant. He was trying to chant Ram, but he could not. Then Narada discovered another way. And he told that, oh, you have murdered so many. And in Sanskrit or Hindi, this meaning is mara. So you should chant mara mara. And he began to chant mara 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 mara. Okay. And he was sitting there for 100 years, 1,000 years, 36 years.
6,000 years.
Without taking water, without washing anything, and he was sitting. And he was looking from here and there. And at last,
white ants.
Oh, they came and ate whole body.
Was it either?
Termites.
And it was covered, his whole body was covered, his skeleton was covered with mud, which they made a stool.
Anthill.
And that is why his name became Valmiki. And then, by the mercy of Narada, he was realized so happy forever. And he became so that he cannot die in this world.
Immortal
he became. And he wrote Ramayana, the sweet past times of Ramchandra, before he came in this world. So powerful. So this name is very powerful. Hare, he can take all your offenses, all coming difficulties, sorrow, suffering, very quickly, if you are uttering all these names with honor, even not with honor, then there will be fruit. You will be happy in this world. And with love and affection, then you will very soon attend the service of Lord. Supreme Lord. And you will be happy forever. This is only the process. I have told so many places, here and there in my classes. We are part and parcel of
Supreme
Lord. We cannot be happy any by other means unless or except of serving Him and chanting Him. Never and never. And very easy to chant, but we don't. We don't beg His mercy. So we should try to do very soon, and you will feel after some day that you are very happy, very, very happy. By wealth, we cannot be happy. We know Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates Rup Sanatan Raghunath. They left their Raghunath Das Goswami. He left his kingdom, his beautiful Miss Universe, wife, very beautiful young boy. He left everything, his father, mother, and he went in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And there, you know, what he used to take? Only rotten
rice.
Rice, Mahaprasad.
Even left over by cows.
And he used to wash it and used to take. Oh, only one. His father sent so much money and Brahmans, that is cooker, but he could not accept. He rejected them. And thus he was always chanting, remembering the glories of Krishna. And he became a very great saint like Raghunath Das Goswami. So we should not be hopeless. But next, also we should try to follow the teachings of our Guru Bhargava. That is why I have come to remind you that very soon, from today, don't leave it for today, tomorrow. Or just today. Not just today. Or just. Otherwise, when you will die, you never know. If you are giving it for another day, oh, you are foolish. You know the name of Ravan, great demon, who stolen away Sita from Ram. You know perhaps, or you don't know, I don't know. Very great demon, very powerful, and he stolen away the wife of Sri Ramachandra ji. And he was very wealthy. Even the houses of his servants were of gold and diamonds. Very powerful king. But what happened? Oh, what I was telling?
Ravan to powerful lok chilo.
When he was suited by Ram and he was lying down on the ground, Ram sent Lakshman, his younger brother, go and
learn
something, politics. And he went there. And he did pranam to Raman and told, "My brother has sent me to learn something, politics, from you. So you should tell me something." He told one thing only, that don't give up any good
good thing for tomorrow.
What you want to do, any good thing, you should complete today. Just
now.
I thought that tomorrow I'll make some staircases
for heavenly planet.
For heavenly planet, and all can go there
very easily
by climbing. But today I'm killed. Now I cannot do. So if you want to do bhajan, accept at once a very, very, very qualified guru. If not guru, even you should continue. The name will give you a very qualified, bona fide guru. He will arrange. You can attend. Or he told Madhav Maharaj that anyone did not invite Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. Who invited? None. He came in Sindhya navigation, any boat, without invitation. He went first in New Jersey,
Boston.
And from there he came to
New York.
And he was always going to a garden, and where in that garden he used to sing on his kartal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Not seeing anyone like us. And so many hippies gathered around there him. They wanted to offer him
wine,
bottle of wine, cigarettes, or so many things. But he told that, wait a little. repeat me. And then he used to Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, they began to follow him, and they were dancing all. That bottle and everything was
kept behind,
and they began to dance and sing like this, and feeling very
happiness.
And thus, in a couple of days only, all the hippies around him, they became happy.
Riva!
And they gave up all the intoxications, sense gratifications. So many things. You know Shyam Rani, his husband, Sarup, Bhakt Sarup, all were hippie-like. And now, what they are. So, he changed. And he brought a very big revolution in this world. And that is why we now see all everywhere his books, in English, Russian, Spanish,
Chinese.
French,
Japanese.
Chinese, and all languages. Everywhere in the world. And preaching center where? Amidst ocean, on the top of
mountains. Midst of jungle.
Oh, in the midst of jungles, everywhere.
Desert.
Even the inhabitants, black inhabitants of Africa, Nigerians and all very blackish persons, and very beautiful of America, England, and everywhere. All went this movement and the revelation. Oh, the fruit we see here also. So, I want that you should follow that name. From today, not today.
Just now.
Keeping off all your these things. Eating fish,
smoking,
and taking
drugs,
cigarettes,
and smoking, wines, and all these things. One thing more. If you are married, don't divorce each other. Never. Don't divorce.
Divorce.
Divorce. Never. Again, if you are divorcing, again you will marry to, or she will kick you, or he will kick you. So you cannot be happy. And by following these teachings, you should be happy. You will realize in a couple of days that you are happy. This is my sandesh.
Message
to you. This message is not mine, but Supreme Lord message coming in the
Guru Varga.
In the line of
Guru Varga.
Guru Parampara. Oh, now it is 7. Now you can do arati
and
Tulsi Parikrama and take some prasadam if they have, and then my blessing also. And I request that very soon you should try to have a very bona fide guru, and in his guidance you should be happy by chanting the name of Supreme Lord. One thing more I request you all, don't be upset when I am going from here. I know that some becomes weak, very weak. Oh, when they see that, none is here. But the teaching of your Gurudev, Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, everything is with you. Krishna and Guru is in your heart. So don't feel this, that I am alone. Never you are alone. Who has created, he is always with you. Guru is always with you. Don't be nervous, upset, or hopeless. Go on chanting what he has told. If Valmiki has chanted 33,000 years,
36.
Why you cannot do for some day? So, try to do all things and be happy. Gaur Prema.
Hari.
Shri Guru Dev ki Jai. One short announcement.